Can you hear me? I'm just curious. Major here, if this is the first time you've been here?
Nobody, okay.
Yeah, anyway, as you know, this is where Prabhupada lived, I think for 7 years, while he was writing his first volumes of the Bhagavatam in the years before he came to America. He was already a sannyasi. He was living a very renounced life. And he came here to take shelter at the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Jiva Goswami and get the empowerment to do his mission of establishing the society all over the world. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This is actually part of Seva Kunja, the place where Krishna has his autumn ras dance. This is part of the original area of Seva Kunj. The current park of Seva Kunj, which is just over the fence there, is a cut-off part of it. This is also Seva Kunj. Here, the Goswamis, six Goswamis would meet when it was still just, a field. And then Srila Rupa Goswami personally carved the deities of Sri Radha Damodar for Srila Jiva Goswami, who began worshiping them. And then this temple, some decades later, Jiva Goswami established this temple of Radha Damodar. The Samadhi of Rupa Goswami is here and his Bhajan Kutir. The Samadhi of Jiva Goswami himself, and next to him his disciple, not Krishnas Kaviraj, but Krishnas Adhikari, the disciple of Jiva Goswami, and many other prominent acharyas, including Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has his Pushpa Samadhi here, right? Yeah. Prabhupada called Radha Damodar Temple the center of the universe, because this is where Krishna has his rasa dance. And it's where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his disciple and Jiva Goswami here to establish Krishna consciousness for the modern world. So Jiva Goswami's contribution was, maybe we should be somewhere else. It's a noisy, right? We'll just talk before it. Jiva Goswami's contribution was mostly literary. He worked on books. He was prepared for that. Is he younger than Raghunath Das Goswami?
Yeah.
He's the youngest of the six Goswamis? Not Raghunath Das. Anyways, he was born as the son of the brother Anupama, or Vallabha, who was the brother of Rupa and Sanatana. He did meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once as a young child when Lord Chaitanya visited Ramakeli. The toddler didn't get shelter of his lotus feet and got his darshan. And he, all his life, was in great anxiety how he could join the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and leave this all material involvement. He was not interested in material life as a young child, but he had old parents to take care of, and he took care of his parents until they passed away. Finally, his feelings of renunciation were so strong that he couldn't stay at home anymore. He made an excuse that he wanted to go to Navadvip to study. There was really an excuse to run away and go to Vrindavan, but he went to Navadvip first. Now, I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not left the planet yet, but he was in Puri. But look at when Jiva Goswami went to, because Nityananda Prabhu was in Bengal at that time. So apparently Lord Chaitanya was still on the planet. When Jiva Goswami, still a teenager, he went to Navadvip with the intention of visiting Navadvip and then moving on to Vrindavan. Lord Nityananda was preaching in Bengal, and he knew in his heart that Jiva Goswami was coming. So he went all the way from Khadgaha in South Bengal, went back to Navadvip to be there when Jiva Goswami arrived. And so Lord Nityananda was staying at the house of Shiras Thakur. I think he was also still present. Yes. Shiras Thakur announced that we see Jiva Goswami is outside. He's coming. He's coming here. So Lord Nityananda sent out two servants or a servant to bring Jiva Goswami in. Jiva Goswami fainted in ecstasy when he saw Lord Nityananda. The Lord Nityananda picked him up and embraced him and congratulated him that I know that you are the nephew of Rupa and Sanatan, and our Lord Mahaprabhu has given the land of Vraja, you know, to these two brothers, and you are meant to go and join them. But Lord Nityananda asked Jiva Goswami first to finish his education. Lord Nityananda took Jiva Goswami on the Parikrama of Navadvip, personally showed him. And then he asked Jiva Goswami to go to Benares, study Vedanta Nyaya and other shastras, so that he'd be equipped to deal with all opponents and present Krishna consciousness in a very scholarly way. So Jiva Goswami went to Benares first, and he stayed there for several months, studied under Sarvabhauma Vidya Vachaspati. Madhusudana Vachaspati. Not Madhusudana Saraswati. This is different. He's a Vaishnav. Madhusudana Vachaspati taught him all about Vedanta, Nyaya, and he studied with other pundits too and became the greatest scholar in all these fields. He was, even the great pundits in Benares were all extremely impressed with the scholarship of Jiva Goswami. And then he went to Vrindavan and joined Rupa and Sanatan. Became their editor. Besides doing menial service, he used to carry water for them every day. But he also was engaged by Srila Rupa and the others in checking their work and editing their books. We even have recorded in Bhaktivedanta a few letters written by Jiva Goswami, the original letters, describing how he's working on the manuscripts, editing them. And then he also wrote very important books of his own. According to Bhaktivedanta and then Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jiva Goswami wrote 25 books. And according to he's just taking information from them. And according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, the total works of Jiva Goswami add up to 400,000 shlokas, which is the same size as all the Puranas together, all the 18 Puranas. Of course, we're studying the Sandarbhas. This is his most important work. It establishes him as the greatest philosopher and the greatest authority on Srimad Bhagavatam. But he was also an exceptional Vaishnava poet. He wrote many poetical works, also in difficult language, not easy to read, very terse and full of poetic devices, double entendres and other devices, not easy to read, but very ecstatic, very elegant poetry. The Gopal Champa was the biggest poetic work in 70 chapters, two parts, describing Krishna's leelas in Vrindavan and Mathura. Actually, his pastimes in Vrindavan, and then how Krishna sent first Uddhava to Vrindavan from Mathura. And then Krishna sent Balaram. And then it's described how Krishna himself went back to Vrindavan. So these are described in the second part of Gopal Champu. But Jiva Goswami also wrote other very profound poetic works, not as long as the Gopal Champu, but also very important. Madhava Mahotsava is in about 1,000 verses. And it describes how Srimati Radharani was coronated as the ruler of Vrindavan, and Krishna's involvement in arranging for Srimati Radharani's Abhishek. And then there's the Radha Krishna Archana Deepika, a few hundred verses, which is not a Leela Shastra, it's not describing Leelas, but it's describing the reasons why devotees should choose to make Radha Krishna their Ishta Devas. Philosophical explanation. Very much in the style of Siddhartha's, with some quotations from the Krishna and Bhakti Siddhartha's. Then there is a long book, about 1,000 verses, Sankalpa Kalpadruma, in which he describes the glories of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, especially as something to meditate on for the devotees practicing Radha Nuga Bhakti. He describes Krishna's Prakata Leela, as described by Shukadeva Goswami in the Bhagavatam. And then after that, he describes Krishna's Aprakrita, his invisible pastimes, that we get hints of from the Brahma Samhita and other shastras. Yuga Swami describes these in detail. And then, a special description of these Aprakrita Leelas, the different pastimes performed in every month. So this is meant for meditation for those who are practicing, you know, the advanced stages of Radha Nuga Bhakti. Because he wrote the Harinam, the Harinam Vyakarana, Harinam Amrita Vyakarana. He wrote many commentaries on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwala Neelamani, what else? On the Brahma Samhita and other books. So he's the greatest philosopher, the greatest scholar in our Sampradaya. This is his temple. Prabhupada lived here for 7 years, and he definitely wanted all his disciples and followers to come here, take darshan, and imbibe the atmosphere here. So I think that's all I can say. We can offer a basis and say, have we all done parikrama already?
Can I do one again?
Ah, yeah, because I haven't. Can we go around one more time? Okay. Offer a basis to Jiva Goswami, Adi Savani, to Rupa Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is here also. And is everybody taking darshan of the deities? Okay.
Guru Goswami Samadhi.
Yes, right here. Thank you. And that's Prabhupada's kitchen, the other room. This is, everybody wants to know. This is his, you know, his bedroom, and that's his kitchen over there. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada ki jai.